It's the full dip. 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 It's the full Totnes breakfast.
Yeah, hello. It's the full Totnes breakfast with me, Julie Mullen, and Martin Seeger this morning with you on this amazing sort of not sunshiny, partially trying to be sunshiny day in Totnes. Thank you so much for tuning in to 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. So do you have a to-do list? I have a to-don't list. And one of them is please don't eat chicken korma on a Sunday night before bedtime.
And forget in the morning. Play me a song that you like. You can bet I'll know every line. I'm the boy that your boy hoped that you would avoid. Don't waste your eyes on jealous guys. Fuck that noise. I know better than to call you mine. You need to pick me up. I'll be there in 25. I like to push my luck, so take my hand, let's take a drive. I've been living in the future, hoping I might see you sooner. I want you riding shotgun, I knew when I got one right. Let's fall in love for the night and forget in the morning. Play me a song that you like. You can bet I'll know every line. I'm the boy that your boy hoped that you would avoid. Don't waste your eyes on jealous guys. Fuck that noise. I know better than to call you mine. I love it when you talk that nerdy shit. We're in our 20s talking 30 shit. We're making money, but we're saving it. Talking shit is cheap and we talk a lot of it.
Oh, that, I love that song, but that song doesn't love me too much. That was Phineas and Let's Fall in Love. I really love the voice, the singing voice. Perhaps not the lyrics so much. Uh-oh, I hope my headmaster isn't listening in. So this morning we have the most amazing poet, writer. Oh, she's like chocolate, she is. So Marcy will be connecting with us at 8:20 this morning. So we're looking forward to that. Meantime, let's try with a little bit of space. I think space would be good. Do you?
We didn't care. Were set on a distant sun. It was shimmering gold. Then slowly, one by one, we carried our past and cradled the storm. We tried to conceal the scars we wore, 'cause we couldn't show what we couldn't show. I get lost sometimes. With you I am fine. I get lost, so I'll follow the light to your heart. Will you wait? Will you wait for me? There's always a space in my heart. I'm still caught in your gravity. No matter the distance between us, our joy lives in the moments we share. Love's truest meaningless when you're not there. Will you wait for me? There's always a space in my heart. Didn't know. I get lost.
Always a space in my heart. And that's Biffy Clyro. The headmaster is listening. There's going to be some trouble. I think he's a very forgiving man, the headmaster. Perhaps not too much in the way of punishment. If you've just tuned in, well, that's a relief, because then you didn't hear the first song. You see, there's always a space in my heart. There's always a space on this programme. There's always a space in Totnes. There's always a space for some croissant for breakfast if you're Bev Nolden, because it's your birthday. Happy birthday to Bev. So that's just my bad singing, saying happy birthday to Bev for yesterday. Hope you had a terrific day at the Art and the Totnes Open Studio, and also a lovely celebration. That's what I think.
Sound Art.
Is it? Radio. Oh my God, I'm on the wrong station. Oh my God, quick, get the bus. I need to be on the BBC. I've got Marcy coming on, for goodness sake. She thinks she's coming on the BBC Radio 9, 4, something. I do like this. Vin Sidden, you did us proud. He did us so proud, that Vin Sidden. I'm trying to, so it doesn't stop abruptly. I'm trying to do my nodule thing. So it's a fine day in Totnes. In fact, we'll be finding out more about our weather and traffic, and later on in the programme about the what's on around Annaboot. I had a fine old time myself on Friday with the Sporkers. It was quite eventful and quite amazing. We went off for the final bit of our mentorship. Maya, Lexi, James, myself. So we all got filmed at a venue in Exeter, all separately. But it was great fun. It was quite nerve-wracking, I have to say. And then we got some headshots, because this is all part of the mentorship that we're going through, or been through. And then in the evening, we actually did a performance. So, God, things are really changing, aren't they? It was great to be out there, and a big thumbs up to Chris White for providing all of this yummy, poetic stuff. So at 8:20, we've got Marcy coming on to tell us all about her life as a writer and to share poetry and narration with us. So meantime, before we get Marcy on, here's a bit of The Gold People.
Thank you.
That's Cold Frat and Lovely Head. That's going out to Marcy and her lovely head. We'll be connecting with her at 8:20. Meantime, I think it's that time, isn't it, for the weather check-in. Martin, how do you feel about a chicken korma music in the background?
Is that a weather chicken, did you say? Weather chicken.
Yeah, the weather chicken. Morning, Martin.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, it's one of those slightly uncertain days. It looks nice. There's a bit of some nice sunshine. But it's, I think, a little bit of a pink dawn, which is never a good sign, is it, amongst the shepherds or the sailors. So I think, what's predicted is a day of sunshine and showers, with some heavier downpours possible and the chance of hail and thunder.
It does
sort of feel like that could happen, but you never know. Maybe we'll avoid it. Breezy at times, but pleasant enough in the sunshine. So make the most of it. Maximum temperature 15 degrees.
Oh, so we'll put that in your pot and smoke it. Is it a pot or pipe? Pipe. Not pipe, yeah. People don't smoke pots, do they? They smoke from pipes. We'll just have to sort of get a little bit acquainted with the weather, Mac.
I think so.
So it is that time, isn't it, to play the jingle? Oh, poor old jingle. There you go, Di Levy. You were on a bit low, weren't you, at that point? So what goes down with our
trafficker? Well, traffic news in general, I mean, obviously it's half term this week, so that'll make differences to the traffic. Usually I find with that it means that there's less commuter traffic, but I'm not sure. Listening outside, it still seems very busy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of holidaymakers around. But in more specifics, apparently on the A380, there's slow traffic Exeter bound due to lane closures and speed restrictions for roadworks in both directions between the Penn Inn roundabout at Newton Abbott and the Tynmouth turn-off at Iddeford. So that's a specific bit of news, and apparently that's getting worse, according to Twitter. So that's also on the A39, that's a bit too far north for us to worry about. But yeah, now very slow on the Exeter bound between the roadworks on the A380. So look out for that. And in more general terms, tonight there's some road closures. So specifically going to be affecting people here, I think, heading towards Plymouth. The A38 westbound will be closed due to roadworks between the A385 Marley Head Junction, that's the one up at South Brent, and the B3372 Woodpecker Junction. So that's tonight between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. tomorrow it'll be closed westbound. Also, this is a bit further away, but I'll say it anyway, the A30 will be closed in both directions due to roadworks between the B3301 Carwin Rise, Loggins Moor Roundabout, and the A3047 Tolvaden.
There we go.
Thank you. And we've actually have also news from Susie David, who's out there in the environment. Yeah. So she sent us a news report of what's going on beach life. So she's right out there in the wilds of Bantham. And Martin's just getting the report up for us so we can hear what the beach feels like.
Really?
Yeah, let's just quieten that. Ooh. Okay. There she is.
I don't know whether you can hear the sea, but it's up really high. The moon's still up. I'll take you down there to listen to it. Here it is, LA Sea. Is it's so windy, I don't know whether you're listening to the sea or the wind. Oh, but it says it's moderate on the weather forecast, but I think this is slightly stronger than moderate. I'm hunkering into a rock face with the rock pipits. I've tried to get an interview with them, but they're not speaking. They're not speaking to us today. They're keeping their cards up their sleeve. There's a big, beautiful beach with a rack line just on the edge of the waves. And, oh, there are two swimmers coming down. Two swimmers coming down with a little flotation device. And there are two walkers along the coastal path. Three walkers along the coastal path and a dog. Oh, it's all kicking off here, Julie. Bye.
Thank you so much, Susie David. And she has shared a photograph of the most...
This is Bantam, is it? Bantam Beach?
It doesn't say, but it sounded like it.
Yeah,
didn't
I think
it?
It's probably Bantam.
Isn't that just sublime? This, you'll have to just imagine it because it's radio. I can't get it to you, but it's absolutely superb. Sunrise. Very, very beautiful, isn't it?
Mm.
Mm. So Marcy is coming on. Marcy Mistake. So I keep yourself ready. Get yourself a coffee, for goodness sake. To welcome her on, we're going to have some whale song. I think that's the best thing we could do, really. Incredibly atmospheric. Feel like being down there in the sea with the whales myself. So it's that time to bring our poet and writer on the show, to Marcy. So it's ringing now. We'll connect with her.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, and we are so happy to have you on our programme this morning, Marcy.
Thank you very much for asking. I'm very happy to be on.
Can you tell us where you're located so everyone gets the image of you in situ?
So I'm about 5 miles outside of Durham City in a really tiny village on top of a hill. And I'm literally surrounded by fields and woods and lots of sky.
How amazing.
It's a lovely place, actually, where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. And do you find great sort of inspiration and quietude in situ for your writing?
Yes, I really do. I feel like this was a place that I was clearly meant to be raised and brought up in, because it just suits my personality and the things that I want to write about. It feels like I was kind of blessed that I was put here.
Yeah, so, definitely. Yeah. Sounds like it. Now, I met you on Poem A Day via the kindness of Simon Williams. And over the years that I've been reading your work, I'm kind of blown away by your work, Marcy. And I just wanted to ask you, in the first instance, if you'd share some of your work for our listeners so they can get a feeling of what you write. How you write.
Yes.
Is that
all
right?
I'd be very happy to do that, yes.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Right. So this one is called Guidelines for Sacred Tongue Work. Do not be afraid of licking pretty men's cheeks in the poetry section at Barter Books. Look square in their eyes as you do it. Remember to smile. If they start gibbering on in a language you don't understand, count the syllables and convince yourself his accent is haiku. Offer to buy him half a plate of the best French toast this side of the Pennines. Demand he shares the last slice the way a lady does with Mr. Tramp. It's okay to invoke Disney now. When he tries to escape the shelves of off-kilter adoration you keep comparing him to, yank him by his hand to the graphic novel section. Show him the one where cuddly toys all come to life on Halloween. Eat their children keepers, because this is what love can be when you're stuffed to the hems with sawdust and crayon dreams. If he says he's married, he's lying, by the way. Declare yourself a descendant of Henry VIII and prepare a quickie divorce. Yes, you can do it wearing your crown, of course. In the natural history section, take a moment to reveal the dinosaur bones of previous lovers. How prettily the mess you created together can be sketched onto the margins of important reference books. Refer him to the bibliography of all of your unlived dreams. Ask him to pay special attention to the number of times his name appears in the small print. Oh, and this may be the point to ask him what it is, if you haven't. At the tills, remember to smile at the cashier when she compliments your future husband choice, because, of course, it is impressive to be this well-read. Wait, wed. Buy the mythical poster that orders everyone to keep calm and carry on. Lick his beautiful cheek one final time and run through the door onto the streets of Anak. Laugh and laugh until every jackdaw in the vicinity joins with the mad cackling. Happily as bonkers as you.
Absolutely love that. That is absolutely... Yeah, that says everything about you, definitely, most definitely. Yes. Your imagination, your golden nib, and the ability to bring just sheer joy to the listener or to the reader reading your words. Tell me a little bit about growing up. Were you full of imagination? Did your teachers sort of have to hold you down and say, writing this?
Yes, I was a terrible daydreamer. And I also I was very happy to be around the other bands, but I also needed time by myself, so I'd go wandering off and disappear into the trees and things and hide down the bottom of the big school fields, you know, counting daisies and talking to them and things. So yes, very much so. That it's always been a huge part of us. To be fair, my mum is the same. Mm-hmm. She always told us stories growing up. This is how we were brought up, on stories. You know, if you were bored, you were handed a book. Go and read the book. She used to let us build a fort right around the house with our books. We were very poor, so the books were never new or anything like that. They were always had piles and piles of the secondhand Ladybird books.
Yeah.
And we would build book forts, but my forts would end up being villages and castles. So they would like stretch from the bedroom into the hall, into the living room. so that was definitely, yeah, a big part of growing up, was living in this imaginary world.
Well, you
still
have,
is.
Yeah, you have this incredible imagination. Tell me a little bit on the day to day. How are you sort of driving your day forward in terms of, are you writing every day, or do you have periods where you don't write anything, or maybe just a little bit about that and how you actually sort of work with your pen?
Yeah. I'm a very instinctual writer. I can't plan ahead. I've never been able to do that in any aspect of life. So I have to write every day, even if it is just a line. You know, I'll find that I'll scribble a note down for later on that maybe doesn't become anything until months and months later, when I'll find something random written on a piece of paper, like maybe the shadow looked like a gnome that was crying. You know, very random, strange things. But yes, I do write every day. I find that if I write better on a morning, it's better for us because my head's still in that halfway place.
Yeah.
I'm still like coming back out from dreams, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I say, I never have a plan. I never know where my writing's going. It's very much a case of my writing takes me for a walk, you know. Yeah. So it grabs my hand and I just hope to hold on and see where we end up. As for not writing, it's something that I used to worry about when I was younger. I used to think, oh gosh, as my writing finally finished, was that the last piece of writing I'll ever do? You know, if I had a period of maybe 2 or 3 weeks where I didn't write. But then I realised that that's actually part of the writing process, you know, because we're tidal, we're seasonal as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're not writing, we're taking things in, we're planting seeds in ourselves, I think, for when they're ready to come later on. So I try not to worry about that over much. You know, I used to be convinced, oh, it's writer's block. And I'm not saying writer's block doesn't exist, because it does, but I think it's because our writing brain is doing something else, preparing for writing in them stages.
Yeah, definitely. Can we hear some more of your work, Marcy?
Yes, this one is called When Anxiety Comes to Tea.
Okay.
So when anxiety comes to tea, you bake cheese and onion pie, attempt mushy peas from scratch. Then knocking begins at the cellar door of your half-flooded heart. The postman is Quetzalcoatl, his parcel a nuclear bomb. The phone screams and you know your mum is dead. The oven isn't on, but the gas pipes outside want your head in it, even though it's electric. Your skin is your very own weather system. One moment a rainstorm, the next a polar bear's dream. Your sister's flipped her lid permanently, even though she's at your mum's drinking a cuppa calmer than an egg in a nest. But wait, isn't your mum already dead? Your niece and nephew kidnapped by aliens in need of the Ridley gene to feed their flying axolotl slaves. And your stepdad's taking so much air into his broken lungs to play 2 clarinets. The whole universe of his chest is a supernova. And why the heck do your best friends keep dying? And where is the hot water bottle and the heavy throw and the darkness you need to settle into this? And the settee that knows your body better than a lover? Because why risk intimacy on top of all of this chaos? And how many calves were slaughtered for that cheese? And do onions cry harder than you do as you're massacring and masquering them? And if the taties are already sprouting, they're clearly wide awake. And do you have the right to destroy their underground dreams? Breathe, lass, breathe. Think of clouds. Think of that voice, how it sounds. Think of woods, wind through trees, moonlight on rivers in November. Think of poems. Think of Crispin. Think of Rebecca. Think of Sylvia. Heck sakes. Think of ovens. Think of leaving bairns, famines, nephews with meningitis, chubby dogs and holding her head as she died. You murdered her and still mutter good morning each time you walk the garden. You're selfish, broken, a vile mess of a human. Open the parcel Quetzalcoatl left. You've been full Geiger counter for days.
Wow. That's amazing. I remember you sharing that on Poem A Day. I'm pretty sure you put that on Poem A Day.
Yes, I did it this time round.
That's amazing. Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about how you came to write that? What did it just appear in your mind, or did something sort of, what was the prompt, or can you remember any of that?
I can't remember. I think at that point I'd maybe given up on prompts.
Yeah.
And I'm usually quite good because, you know, I really enjoy a prompt. Give me a prompt and I'll run with it.
Yeah.
But I think that one was the one. I never used to have anxiety, but about 3 Christmases ago, I got it for the very first time. And oh, by God, like everything I do, you know, I did it spectacularly. So I suffer really bad anxiety.
On the every each day.
Yeah, I have. So that was a very personal poem, you know, written just, and I mean, it came and it just had to be written that day. So I just went with it. I was actually quite uncomfortable about sharing it. And then I thought, actually, no, because that's that's what anxiety likes.
Absolutely.
It likes you to be alone, you know. So I feel like if you're willing to talk about it and share it, maybe that helps.
Yeah,
so.
No, absolutely, definitely. I think that's a poem for people to read or to listen to. And as you say, you know, I would say most people, particularly in this day and age right now, so much anxiety. And I think when we share the experience, it just makes the load a bit lighter, doesn't it? Yeah,
it does. It really does. I think it makes you feel that, because sometimes you think, oh gosh, am I so very wrong as a person because these things are happening? And then you realize, actually, no, there's a lot more people out there experiencing exactly the same thing.
Of course
they
are.
And as you say, it's been an absolute strange time, hasn't it, that we found ourselves in. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why also that group in September and April particularly, just you seem to make bonds there, don't you, and connect with people,
oh,
other
goodness,
poets,
yes,
and other writers.
Absolutely.
Can I just ask you about, you know, your writing and your work. How can people find it out there? Are you a published writer?
Yeah, I have quite a few different poems in literary magazines and things.
Mm-hmm.
I have always been very adverse to trying to compile a collection. but I'm starting to come around to the idea that maybe I should try.
Definitely.
But I have... Very recently, with Susie and Hannah, we put in for a pamphlet competition. Well, sorry, it wasn't a competition. It was a call out. And it was for three poets, write 9 poems each. So we did it and we got shortlisted through 9 pens, but it wasn't taken. But
okay.
I'm very weird about compliment me own stuff. But I have to say, this pamphlet of the three of us is actually really good. So we are trying to find it a place. We're trying to find it a home.
That is such a brilliant idea.
That obviously I met two poem a day. And honestly, I'd be lost without the pair of them now.
You're like triplets, aren't you?
Yes, I know. Everyone always bunches us together, yeah.
No, but clearly, you know, there's a bit of a destiny in there as well. Now, do you write books
clearly,
as well,
yeah.
Marcy?
Sorry, yeah.
Do you write books?
I'm not a poet. I find it very hard to see, you know, if people say, oh, you're a poet, and I think to myself, well, no, I'm not. I'm a storyteller.
That's what I meant. Because I was pretty sure in the past you told me that you'd written some storybooks and had them published, or did I make that up?
I've had none of them published, sadly, because I'm very... Don't want to use the word lazy. Yeah, I suppose so.
No.
But it's because I'm very happily distracted by other things. But I mean, I've written a book with my best friend, the artist W.G. Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fantastic book. But we're not quite finished. I mean, we're at like 95,000 words, I think. But we're not quite finished, and we're been very lazy for the last handful of years about it, but that's definitely the plan, because I feel like this book, you know, was actually really important, and I mean, it was amazing writing it with them and things, and so that is definitely the plan, that, you know, it would be nice at some point that if we could get that one published,
definitely,
you know, because it's,
definitely,
I mean, and it's not a children's book, but it's aimed at all audiences, I suppose. Yeah
I mean, I don't know, in my head, and I think maybe I've just perhaps mistaken information from the past, but I was absolutely convinced that you had stories published. But if you haven't got them published, my goodness, if I were a publisher, I'd be grabbing your work. I know that when I've seen your work on Poem A Day, whether it be poetry or narrative, you know, you're such a striking kind of writer. Can you share some more of your work with us?
I certainly can. This one is called Ways to Describe Love to the Rain. Imagine a drizzle that builds, becomes so huge the cloud of you can do nothing but burst. Oceans that live inside you abandon a life lived in thrall of octopuses and whales. A trickle of stream leaks from a mountain, transforms the whole landscape into a torrent. You fall onto the mouth of a sycamore leaf as it breathes the story of Icarus through the ear canal of another drenched street. Moss stews a memory of you as you sink through a bed of unrequited clots you never want to leave. Longing patters from a winkle shell left on a bathroom window that comforts the prickles of a neglected cactus. In a city at dusk, an invisible woman cups her left palm, waits for torrents of you to flood her heartline until she feels ready to properly surface again. Another owl drowns inside your horse trough heart. The disappearing makes a glass of you and a half-empty chipped haiku, until you settle on the head of a solitary dog Daisy that waits to fade by the road ends. Find yourself pressed between the pages of signs around a dead body until the paper and words of someone else's love drives you to silence, becomes nothing.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. You'll have all our Totnesians reeling at their breakfast table. No, such powerful way of writing, Marcy. So powerful and beautiful as well. So in your local area, do you have other writers that you harmonise with? A little bit like you're talking about Hannah and the group, you know.
Well, the village.
Well, just...
The village itself is so isolated that I really don't.
No.
I mean, years ago, I used to be involved with some groups down Durham and some groups in Newcastle.
Yeah.
But I haven't for a long time. I'm a very awkward person, though. I'm quite happy by myself. I know a lot of people like love community, and I do, but I like it on the fringes.
Yeah.
You know, so I like to be able to drop in and out. So I think it suits me better. But I also have a nice little connection of people that I can go to, you know. So I'm not completely alone in that sense. But, yeah. So, yeah, it's very... It's isolated creatively around here, yes,
but
until you get into the cities. Yeah.
Sounds to me like that's actually how you function, that you love that almost communing with nature.
I really do, yeah. I'm very, you know how they use the word, you know, we'll say people are extrovert or introvert.
Yeah.
I don't believe in them because I feel that... I feel like we ebb and flow between the two.
Yes,
but
definitely.
I'm very, very, everything that's going on in my head is so rich that I don't need, like, other people. I mean, don't get us wrong, I love other people, because that sounds terrible, doesn't it?
No, not at all.
I don't need them. I suppose in a way it actually makes my friendships more enriching, because I feel like it's not something that we need from each other. It's something that we enjoy from each other.
That you choose, exactly.
Yes.
It has been such a joy having you on this programme. And to finish with, I just want to... Your last name, is that your pen name then? Marcy Mistake?
it's not even my pen name. On MySpace, on MySpace back in the day, I was called Vampire Watermelon. So then when everyone came from MySpace onto Facebook, I didn't want to put my name. So I decided, like, the mistake is obviously a nod to the Vampire Watermelon. But no, my real name is Marcia Heinzen. So if anyone does want to happen to look us up, that's how you would find some of my writing out there in the wild world.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Have a wonderful day. And thank you so much for being on the programme.
Thank you very much for having us. It's been lovely, Julie. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Absolutely wonderful to listen to more of the work. Let's have a little bit of this for Marcy. That's The Age Of by 1 0 Trix, Point Never. Absolutely wonderful music. I like that. Very out there. It's time to tune in with Martin Seeger for what's on in the local area. So let's get him to the mic. Hello, Martin.
Good morning again. It's looking sunnier, actually. I know I'm not on weather anymore, but I'll chime in with that. It is actually looking nicer, so hopefully we're going to avoid some of those showers promised. What's on? It's always tricky on a Monday. It's not an awful lot happening today, but I'll sort of line up the things which are happening. I think probably an important one, if you haven't seen the Open Art Studios yet, Totnes and Dartington, today is the last day for some of the artists. So if you've been meaning to go and see some of their work, do get out there. There's brochures all over the place. There are a few of them open tomorrow, but quite a few of them close after today. So I would recommend that.
Yeah, there's a number, actually. If you've got the brochure, there's the little circular indicators. So tomorrow you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 8, 9. That's quite a lot, actually. That's predominant grouping of them that are open. So, yeah, there's just a few that are not open tomorrow. Yeah, but you could see that on the indicators.
So, yeah, you'll see posters around town if you haven't got one of the brochures. But there's basically 12 different venues within Totnes, Dartington, Staverton and at Beach, which is down near Bowden House. So they're definitely worth having a look at those. Obviously, this week, Halloween's a big thing. Lots of children's events all over the place. Obviously look online, but there's all sorts of things. There's spooky days at the zoo and all that kind of thing. You probably wouldn't do worse than to actually look up Barry Pomeroy Castle this week. It's something we haven't visited yet, have we?
No.
But it's meant to be one of the most haunted places in the land, so it's probably not a bad week to see them. In terms of the evening events, film, at the Barn Cinema, there's The Addams Family 2. That's kicking off tonight. That's down in Dartington Hall. The Totnes Cinema has No Time to Die all week, but it seems to be sold out for every performance.
Uh-oh.
So, but you might want to give them a call in case they've had returns. And from Wednesday, of course, they do their sort of 10 o'clock coffee and cocktails. But yeah, more concrete events which are definitely on. Ashburton Arts tonight. Not only, but also the blues. Slightly Blue, Hotheads and the Rhythm Doctors. So basically, it's an evening of the blues. Slightly Blue are doing classics from Sonny Boy Williamson and Muddy Waters with some bluegrass and ballads. Hotheads, that's the other band, inspired by Dr. Feelgood, Nine Below Zero, Eddie and the Hot Rods and Ian Dury. These veterans of the punk era love high-energy blues. Then a jam session after those two bands with the Rhythm Doctors, this month unplugged and drumless, to be neighbourhood-friendly in these COVID days of having to keep the windows open.
Okay.
But that's an Ashburton. That looks
great.
Fun. And I just a reminder, we had Joe from White Space Gallery on 4th Street last week. His exhibition, Ellen Watson, A Walk to the Sea, continues. And that's definitely worth a visit.
Oh, gosh, I saw that on Saturday. Really, really sensational. I'd seen photographs online, but I saw it in real life on Saturday. And she's just a most exquisite painter. Do pop in, as Martin said. Now, tomorrow, for those who love Robin Ince, comedian, do go to the Totnes Cinema. It's a free event. You get your tickets by contacting the Eastgate Bookshop online via their contact page. They have indicated that it's quite a busy one. May also be full by now, but I don't really know. So Robin Ince, who is doing, I don't know how many, 50 bookshops, independent bookshops, touting his book, The Importance of Being Interested. And Nigel from the Eastgate Bookshop said it's going to be a merry affair with possible debate for those Totnesians who like to get their teeth... Oh, Peter Sheeran, this one's for you, to get their teeth into it. Do try and get yourself a ticket for that. Make contact. Sign up to their newsletter at Eastgate Bookshop, because they often do have rather intriguing and interesting events. And I know that Nigel said he's got something else of a scientific nature up his sleeve. Oh, so I think we're done for the What's On, aren't we?
What's On, yes, I'll talk about gigs and stuff later on in the week when we get to them.
Okay, so Martin will flag up some of the gigs. Another event on Wednesday, which is really important, is my birthday. People have been asking me, you know, what I want, how they get gifts to me, and are there any custard creams?
Calm it down, please.
Any custard creams needed? So, just send via, what's that little, what's the wizard called? Harry Potter. Yeah, just send via Harry Potter. He will send a few owls with my custard creams. Thank you, Martin Seeger. He's just joking because he's shaking at the bit, wondering what he's going to buy me. And I know that it's going to be amazing, whatever he comes up with. Maybe it's a facelift, is it? Bit of Aztec Camera and Still on Fire. If you've just tuned in, this is 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio with me, Julie Mullen, until 9. So if you've got any What's On tips and you want to get them to the show, just contact Sound Art Radio and they'll be able to pass that information on to us and we can flag up any events that are happening in the local area for other people to participate in. buy tickets for or whatever. So it's always good to hear about the free events, but also obviously the ticketed events as well. So yeah, just flag it up there. It was great listening to all our weather tips and also traffic from Martin Seeger. Thanks to Martin for that. And having our Susie David report from the beach. It's all very right now. Look what's happening right now out there. We went off to the beach yesterday, and I have to say, it is just a huge smile experience. It just makes your heart zing, doesn't it? Oh God, I'm looking out now. Totnes is raining, but with a very sunny sky. Even the dog is looking out at the rain. So yeah, we went to Bantham yesterday, and it was just so full of dogs and kids and people. But you know, everyone in their own space, obviously. But it was just a joy. And it really does. You can even tell on sort of our dogs, they just completely change. It's like the prana affects everybody. So I had a great show today with Marcy Mistake. Thank you so much, Marcy, for coming on the programme and sharing your amazing, amazing words. Such an inspiring writer. And as I say, thank you to Susie. Thank you to Martin. We'll be back tomorrow with Kerry Priest. Now, Kerry is very much been a very strong part of Sound Art Radio. She's currently studying opera. So we'll hear all about that. She's located, I think she's living in Oxford, but going off to Guildhall in London. So that's a really exciting change in her life. So we'll hear all about music. And I was going to, what was I going to play? Oh, yes, that's right. I was going to leave you with a little bit of Losing It. I think we all need to lose it from time to time. Right, let's see what happens. Right, well, that's enough of that one. We were going to leave you with that, but I can't trust it. So we're going to have, I think, Weird Fishers. Do you like a bit of Weird Fishers? Yeah, Radiohead.